And Lydia Rebine is in the studio with us, Madison, the library show this afternoon. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Hey, Paul.
All right. Well, it's kind of cold today. Should we talk about the weather like we always do every week?
It'd be weird if we didn't.
we're Minnesotans, right?
Yeah, I think it's mandatory. So let's talk about that nice ice layer we woke up with this morning.
Yeah, Maynard said he had a chip his windshield or something.
I can believe it. Yeah, right. Mine wasn't quite that bad, but there was definitely, you know, when it's slippery, because that's when the dog kind of slides down the front steps when he goes out to go to the bathroom. He's a little too enthusiastic.
Right. What's your dog's name?
Watson.
Watson. So Watson went for a ride this morning.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. He's not bright, you know, but he's definitely enthusiastic.
All right. Yeah, you got to watch that when you're walking around, especially on snow and ice.
Mm-hmm. At least it's a warning system for me if he goes sliding first.
Okay, gotcha. A guinea pig then instead of a dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Lydia, why don't you tell us what's happening over at the Madison Library in Dawson and Cambie?
It is busy. Yep. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So winter reading is going on. We started that about 2 weeks ago now. So if you're not familiar, I know we've talked about it before, but for people listening out there who aren't familiar, we do this every winter, and it's a little bit of a reading competition and an opportunity to try and read more and discover new things. This year's theme is Snow is Falling, Books are Calling. In Madison, Dawson, and Cambie, the program this year is for all ages. Previously, we've done it just for adults, but we've opened it up because the kids especially had some interest. They've been talking to us, you know, why can't we do this in the winter? So they can this year. It's open to all ages. We've split it up into two groups of adult and youth because we do have prizes, so we want to make that fair.
Good.
But if people want to sign up, we have a little card. It's actually a little bingo card that we're doing this year that they fill out. They can stop by, grab one of those, and they can also record their reading as they're going along because we're having additional prizes at the end of the program, which ends at the end of March, for our top readers in the youth and adult category. Okay. So swing by the library. We can give you all the details of that and get you signed up.
Okay. All right. Sounds fun.
And let's see. Like I said, there's just so much going on right now. We've got crafts. We've got classes. We've got presentations. Madison's going to be hosting a smitten making class. That's coming up next week.
Okay. Now, you talked to me about this last time. Smitten.
Smittens.
Mittens and
mittens made out of sweaters.
Sweaters, that's right. That's sweaters. Why I'm trying to figure out why are they called smittens.
Yep.
Sweaters and mittens.
Yep. Sweater mittens.
Made out of old sweaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah, a great opportunity to recycle something that would otherwise get thrown away.
Oh, actually, I just remembered. I do have a pair of smittens.
Do you?
Yeah, a friend made them for me a couple years ago.
I do. Yeah, I have a pair too
very
that
warm.
Somebody made. They are.
Yep.
I mean, when they usually have like a fleece lining in them too, and yeah, there's not getting through that with the wind.
But I always forget to call them smittens. I got to remember that now.
Yeah, they're your smittens.
Yep.
But yeah, that's coming up next week. It's a two-part class. The first part is on Tuesday the 21st. The second part is on Thursday the 23rd. Their evening classes at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Let's see. Madison, Dawson, and Cambie are going to have two other adult classes. We're doing dish towel stamping and then also a really cute yarn bird craft. Mm. So yarn bird classes, students can learn how to create a cute little bird out of yarn, beads, cardstock, and craft wire. Dawson's going to have its class for that on Saturday, January 18th at 10 a.m. Cambie's will be on Saturday, January 25th at 10 a.m. And then Madison is going to have its on Saturday, February 1st at 10:15 a.m. Mm. The dish towel stamping class, you get to create a heart pattern on a dish towel using old doilies and fabric paint. So another really DIY sort of craft of making things out of stuff you wouldn't expect. Cambie's going to be doing that on Saturday, January 18th at 10 a.m. Dawson, January 18th at 12 p.m. And then Madison's Saturday, February 1st at 12 p.m.
Okay.
We have lots of upcoming kids crafts in Madison, too, and activities. Next one's going to be Escape the Room Game Night.
Oh, which that's pretty popular. Where's that at?
That's going to be at the library. Oh, okay. We're going to be, it's a board game, actually, this version of it that we'll be playing. But this is a little preview of something to look forward for the kids for summer reading. We're going to be doing an actual Escape the Room for summer reading.
Oh, nice.
Where they will have to go through and we'll have a room physically set up that they'll have to find clues and escape the room.
Cool.
So, yeah, look forward to that coming up soon.
And that's become really popular, that escape room.
It is, and it's a fun thing. It's great for building problem-solving skills. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. But the board game is going to be on the 16th at 4:30. And then we're also going to be doing a kids bingo game on January 23rd at 4:30. Mm-hmm. Dawson also has weekly kids crafts. Next one coming up is going to be a kids book folding class. That's actually tomorrow, January 15th at 3:30. And then they're having fun with 4-H on Tuesday, January 21st at 3:30. Over in Canby, they're hosting an adult class called Kinfolk Chronicles. It's a two-part class. It's going to be on Saturday, January 18th, starting at 1 p.m., and Saturday, January 25th, starting at 1 p.m. It's going to be a class on writing and preserving your family history. Oh. So that should be a really interesting one.
I'd be interested in that. I like family history.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like family history, when is that again?
That is going to be on January 18th and January 25th. It's another one that's in two parts.
Okay, it's Saturdays then. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. And then Camby's kids activities, some of the ones coming up. Tomorrow, Wednesday, they're going to be doing winter slime at 4 p.m. And then they're going to be doing friendship bracelets on Wednesday, January 22nd at 4 p.m. Mm. And all of our stuff is free to attend. We get asked this all the time of, you know, what's the cost of doing the craft? It's always free. Anytime we have anything at the library. With the crafts, though, and the classes, we do ask that you call us and sign up or stop in and sign up. Because with the classes, we only, you know, may be able to accommodate mm-hmm. a certain number of people.
Right.
For the crafts, we only have so many supplies.
Okay. All right.
So it's really important you let us know if you want to take part in that. And I should point out, because people are always asking about this also, clicking I'm attending on Facebook does not count.
Oh, really?
No. We don't do any kind of registration through Facebook. We really don't have the time to monitor our Facebook pages.
Right.
So you can't register by clicking I'm going on that or by leaving a comment. You really need to call us.
Okay.
Because otherwise we're probably not going to see it until it's too late.
Good advice. Yeah, that's good advice. Yep, you bet.
So, but that's for, like I said, crafts and classes. And we have just say a presentation on a topic. It's however many people want to come. You don't have to sign up for those types of things or for when we're doing the board games. You can just come on in because, of course, we'll be able to accommodate everybody.
Okay.
So speaking of presentations, I want to encourage everybody to attend this series of presentations we have coming up. I think they're going to be very good. It's presentations from the Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be moving back and forth. It's a series of presentations they'll be doing in Madison and Dawson. They're going to alternate between the two. But it's really good subjects, and I think it's worth making the trip if you're in Madison or Dawson mm-hmm. to go over to the other town and get this information. Because Alzheimer's, dementia, we all know somebody that's affected.
Exactly, yep.
You know, a lot
yep.
of times in our own family and circle mm-hmm. of friends. So the first presentation is called Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia. It's going to be on Thursday, January 16th at 2 p.m. at the Madison Public Library. Participants can learn about the impact of Alzheimer's, the differences between Alzheimer's and dementia, stages and risk factors, current research, and treatments available for some symptoms. And they'll also learn about lots of Alzheimer's Association resources. The next one's going to be 101 Warning Signs. That's going to be held in Dawson on Thursday, January 23rd at 2 p.m. And it's about learning how to recognize common signs of the disease and how to approach people about memory concerns if you're worried that they may be having something going on there.
Okay.
Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body. Tips and the latest research will be at the Madison Public Library on January 30th at 2 p.m. For centuries, we've known that the health of the brain and body are connected, but now science is able to provide insights into lifestyle changes that you can make to help keep brain health along with body health. So they're going to be going through some different advice for that and how you can incorporate that into a healthy aging plan.
Okay.
And then the final presentation, Effective Communication Strategies, will be held on Thursday, February 6th at 2 p.m. in Dawson. Okay. Individuals living with dementia often experience behavioral changes. They may not be able to communicate like they once could. So the presenter will be going over ways to communicate effectively.
Okay.
And then one last thing before we get into some book recommendations, I want to remind everybody that all Pioneerland libraries will be closed this coming Monday, the 20th, for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Man, you said you're busy. I guess so.
Yes. And that's, I really skimmed over it. We have so many more kids events planned at each library. So go onto our Facebook pages and check those out.
Okay. Well, let's find out what the staff is reading.
Okay. Well, Deb is reading All Hell Breaking Loose, an eye-opening examination of climate change from the perspective of the U.S. military. The Pentagon, unsentimental, politically conservative, might not seem likely to be worried about climate change, still linked for many people with polar bears and coral reefs, yet all of the major institutions in American society, none take climate change as seriously as the U.S. military. Drawing on previously obscure reports and government documents, renowned security expert Michael Clare shows that the U.S. military sees the climate threat as imperiling the country on several fronts at once. I have been reading A New World Begins, The History of the French Revolution by Jeremy D. Popkin. The principles of the French Revolution remain the only possible basis for a just society, even if after more than 200 years, they are more contested than ever. In A New World Begins, Jeremy D. Popkin offers a riveting account of the revolution that puts the reader in the thick of the debates and the violence that led to the overthrow of the monarchy and the establishment of a new society. Catherine and her girls are reading The Duckling Gets a Cookie by Mo Willems. Much to the chagrin of Pigeon, Little Duckling uses very polite manners to request a cookie and actually gets one. Filled with righteous fury, Pigeon loses his temper and complains bitterly about this terrible state of affairs. However, things aren't what they seem, and Duckling has a secret plan, part of the best-selling Pigeon series by genius children's book author and illustrator Mo Willems. Karen is reading Buffalo Jump Blues, Sean Stranahan, Book 5, by Keith McCafferty. In the wake of 4th of July fireworks in Montana's Madison Valley, Highlight County Sheriff Martha Ettinger and Deputy Sheriff Harold Littlefeather investigate a horrific scene at the Palisades Cliffs where a herd of bison have fallen to their deaths. Victims of blind panic caused by pyrotechnics or ritualistic hunting practices dating back thousands of years. The person who would know is beyond asking. An Indian man found dead among the bison, his leg pierced by an arrow. And Alice is reading Crisscross, Alex Cross, Book 27 by James Patterson. After witnessing the execution of Michael Edgerton, a man he helped convict of several murders, Alex Cross thought he could finally put the case behind him. But when a body turns up with a note signed M, Alex knows that the nightmare is far from over. Accused of by Edgerton's family of framing him for murder, Cross fights to clear his name as the case against him builds. And as more notes and bodies start appearing, Cross is determined to put an end to this case once and for all.
All right. Boy, you guys read a lot over there at the Madison Library.
Constantly.
All right. Once again, you're going to be closed on the 20th,
We'll be closed Monday the 20th for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay, otherwise open regular hours, right?
Yep. We'll be back to our normal business on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in today.
Always great to be here, Paul.
Lydia Rebine with our Madison Public Library Show.